Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for the first time in 2021, this is us wishing everyone a happy new year. It is our first show of the year, and for today, it's a Monday, which means that we're going to be getting straight into some interesting content, talking about business within the African context. And for today, we're talking about what it takes to manage remote teams more efficiently, because one of the big themes of the last year, especially in 2020 through the pandemic, was the issue of remote working. And a lot of people actually thought that by January, their staff, their employees, teams would be back at work and they would be making use of their office space. But the current second wave around the world has proven that many are the plans in a man's heart, and that the reality on the ground is actually quite different. So we are joined by Jared Whitaker, who is the COO of Flow State, and he's just going to be running us through some of the solutions that they have come up with that are actually helping to manage some of these remote teams more efficiently. Jared, greetings to you.
Yep, same to you, Madhua.
I think just as a good place for us to start, could you give us some insight, Flow State? What are you guys up to? What are you guys doing? And how did you guys actually come about?
So Flow State is a, let's say it's an end-to-end offering of, it's a managed service that's hosted in the cloud, which provides access to program management solutions, meeting management solutions, task management solutions. And it pulls everything together into a kind of single ecosystem. So companies can work on large scale initiatives or programs or projects, and it's fully accessible remotely, but also it's built in order to take away a lot of the manual admin work the companies deal with currently, and a lot of the stuff they get stuck with, especially when working remotely. It is a kind of a end-to-end flagship offering of a broader offering, which is Fluent Business Solutions, and Flow State is kind of this end-to-end ecosystem, if you like.
I guess against that backdrop, when you guys talk about that end-to-end solution, what is it exactly that you are tracking? Is this the big brother thing that people were afraid of when we started remote working, that the employer will want to know every time I'm sitting at my computer that I'm not sitting and watching Netflix the whole day?
No. So we very outputs-based. So the way we've designed the system is not a, it's not a, I want to see when you're sitting at your desk and it clocks you in and times you. It's more, here's the work you need to deliver. Where are you with delivering the work you need to do? And where are we overall with a larger portfolio of work? So this is good for the employer, because obviously they can see what's happening, but it's also actually great for the employee, because working remotely, it goes both ways. You know, managers are concerned, are my employees sitting watching Netflix? But employees are also concerned, does my manager think I'm just sitting watching Netflix, and am I going to get, you know, retrenched or made redundant? So I need to show that I'm working. And it kind of fills both those gaps. It helps everyone understand what everyone's doing.
I actually like the fact that you do, you know, sort of show, you know, the different concerns that are being faced on both sides. And I think at this point, it would be interesting to get a sense from you, since you guys are helping different organizations to keep track of the output. When it comes to, you know, your clients that are actually approaching you guys as Flow State, what are the things that people are really interested in? Because as we started off the conversation, there are those people who think that their bosses just want to know that they're at their desks, not watching Netflix. But the reality on the ground, what are employers actually concerned about when it comes to remote working?
Well, I think remote working and just normal working anyway, what people are concerned about, and which has become more of a concern due to the pandemic, is, you know, cost and slippage of delivery. And they want to make sure that, are we delivering things the best possible way we can, and are we keeping track of everything? Because, you know, it's very difficult, especially with people working remotely, when you're managing a very large, complex solution, to you know what everyone's doing, to make sure there's no gaps in what everyone's doing. And what we're seeing people coming to us and saying is, you know, we need to have sight of everything. We need to understand what we're doing. How can we, you know, do it better? How can we make things flow better? And that's what flow state is.
All right. I think now that, you know, we've established all of that, we can maybe get into some of, you know, the big points. As flow state, what are some of the things that you guys are seeing that maybe the tips or, you know, some of the things that you guys are actually helping companies to think about when it comes to actually managing their teams remotely?
Yeah, I think a big thing is exactly what you touched on earlier. It's not to be this big brother. That's possibly the worst solution you can go for, is to have this, you know, I want to know every second of every day what someone's doing. It very much, you should you know, set your work up to say, this is what I need you to do. I need you to do the following five things this week. If you do those at midnight, or, you know, if you have homeschooling to do, or if it's tough because you've got kids at home and you're trying to work from home, it doesn't matter, so long as you get these five things done. And it gives people that freedom and that flexibility to work within the parameters of remote working. So very much an output-based approach is the best way to go. And on top of that, a very transparent approach. So, you know, everyone's showing everything they're doing. Everyone can see everything everyone else is doing. It's this open, honest communication with flexibility. And I think that gives people the right environment within which to work.
And how has the reception actually been so far? There's an interesting statistic that I got from your team earlier on, which says that the average program manager spends 30% of their time building packs, 30% in meetings, and 20% chasing updates. So against all of that, how has actually been the uptake from people that are using Flow State?
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the key things that people love. It's that this admin that you're spending, I mean, especially if you look at a program management world or a project management world, these things are, you spend, you know, like you said, 30% of your time building packs, 30% meetings, 20% chasing updates. That doesn't ever stop. That just happens again and again and again and again. It's this repetitive cycle that kind of, you know, happens every single week, and people build a reporting pack, it gets read, it gets thrown away. Flow State takes all of that away. So we've automated all of that. So people no longer have to spend their time, you know, building agendas, building reports, typing out meeting minutes. It's all done for you. So what it does is people can actually work on work. You know, they can focus on the key things they're meant to be doing, actually delivering, you know, managing risks, really getting into the proper detail instead of spending their time doing admin.
Are you guys a, you know, local firm, or are you part of a greater international group? Some background on that front?
So we have offices in South Africa, in Joburg, and we have offices in the UK, in London, but our clientele is global.
Okay. And, you know, when you think about South Africa in relation to the rest of the world, would you say that the remote working environment has been, I guess, the same? You know, that the concerns of managers, executives, when they're managing their teams off-site and in a remote environment, is it the same around the world, or are there things that are unique to South Africa?
No, look, I think, you know, probably the unique thing to South Africa is people working at home and then load shedding, stuff like that. but you know, I think in terms of the what managers want, you know, they want the delivery, they want people to... I would say, you know, being a South African myself who has moved to the UK and has worked both sides, I feel that probably the UK is a little bit more progressive in the work from home front. I think South Africa is still a bit behind, you know, more, they prefer the office working. But I think, you know, the pandemic has shown people that A, you have no choice, but B, it actually does work if you do it properly. So, you know, I think the worldwide, this is going to catch up with a case of, even when the pandemic's over, I think a lot of companies will really change their model to say, well, you know what, actually, we don't need all these expensive offices. We need some spaces to collaborate, but really this worked. So why not incorporate it into what we do going forward?
And do you find that people that do come in to use your particular solution, are they companies that have been existing? Because one of the big things of the pandemic is that despite how bad it has been economically, some people have taken opportunity, have seen opportunity, and have decided to start companies during this time. And, you know, it's such a different environment for you to be starting a company. So from your, you know, vantage point, have people been coming to you guys as existing businesses that are moving their operations to, you know, offsite remote working? Or do you also find that there's also that mix of someone who's starting a company and from the get-go they have to be dealing with the remote working environment?
Both, to be honest. Yeah, so we've got the, you know, large scale big banks that have been going for hundreds of years and want to really, you know, invigorate the way they work and change the way they work and work smarter. And then we've got the new startups who are saying, well, I want to work smart from the get-go. You know, I don't want to build something on paper and then have to move it. So let me start from scratch with a solution that can help me manage my entire business end to end.
In a world where after some time, because we are now talking about a vaccine, which is a great progress from where we were when these lockdowns started in March, April and May last year, people are talking of a vaccine, and it is now foreseeable that after some time, 6, 12, 18 months, that we will have reached that herd immunity, etc. And some people may decide that, okay, fine, we need that physical working space. How do you guys see that? Do you see that as a threat? You know, people going back to work, or is that complementary, something of a hybrid?
No, I don't see it as a threat at all. I see Flow State is designed to be used from anywhere. So you can use it on-site, off-site. It's not where you use it, it's how you use it. So even if people went fully back to offices and everyone was working from an office, which I don't think will happen, but, you know, even if it did, it would still be something you would want to use to take away the admin even when you're at the office and to really keep this end-to-end ecosystem of work in one place. You know, things like if you attend a meeting, whether it's on the phone call or in person, you're taking your notes in your book, and then afterwards you're sending out emails to people to kind of track actions that come out of meetings. That's done for you on a system that tracks it for you. You know, whether you're doing a meeting in person or whether you're doing a meeting on a Zoom call, that's beneficial to you either way. So we don't see it as a threat. We see it as it's going to be used no matter what.
And in terms of the business model, if I come to you, I am Mudiwa Enterprises. I've got my team of five, and, you know, one is in Singapore, two are in South Africa, and the other three are maybe, you know, in Japan or something, and I want to just make sure that productivity is maximized. How are you sort of making money off of the service that you're providing to me?
Well, I mean, that's a great teams that are split across the world is a big thing for us, because the system allows people to work smarter across time zones. You know, it allows meetings to take place asynchronously, which means people don't always have to be on the call at the same time. The meeting becomes more of a physical tracker of actions as well as a normal meeting. So we've got clients, you know, like I said, in South Africa, other parts of Africa, the UK, Europe, US. So because the system is designed for anyone, anytime, anywhere, it's really great actually for cross-geography teams or teams that work different shifts even. So that's great for us.
The business model, how do you guys make money from the service?
It's a hosted service, so it's a set fee per month based on what you want. So either we have multiple offerings, Flow State being one of them, Flow State being the end-to-end managing a large-scale solution, or just if you want your meetings managed, you get a license to the meeting module. So it's a hosted service where we do all the support, we do all the onboarding and training, but you get access to the system and you use it.
You know, for a company that helps other businesses to be remote, I feel it would be remiss not to find out from yourselves how you guys have gone about working. Have you guys always worked remotely, or was there a physical element involved? Some technology businesses prefer to have their developers all in-house and, you know, sitting with each other, collaborating, versus others that, you know, are okay with having someone in India and another person in South Africa. How have you guys actually gone about structuring your own operations?
We are fairly remote, so Mark, our CEO, is in South Africa. There's a few other team members in South Africa. We've got our development team all around. I'm in the UK, just outside of London. Our CTO is in the UK. Our chief product officer is in the UK. So it's very much we believe in this output over hours approach. So, here's the job you have to do. Technology nowadays allows you to talk to people at the click of a button, so why not use it?
And then, as you're talking, I'm just thinking about that factor of running a business, and especially in this remote environment. Do you think it takes away from the collaborative spirit? I'm just thinking back because in when the lockdown started, the Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, he was very adamant at the time, and I've heard a number of different companies where they really wanted their people to come back, So from your experience, does it hinder that ability to actually grow a business and to instill those values, a culture, and all of that?
I don't know if hinder is the right word. It definitely gives you a different challenge to deal with. If you think if you're sitting in an office and you get up and to go make a cup of coffee, you bump into someone at the coffee machine, you have a chat about your weekend, that is happening less because obviously you're sitting at your desk and you're pretty much only talking to people in meetings and that. It's really about how you set up your company and how you want it to be. Do you want people engaging in social stuff? Do you want to have a constant chat going. Obviously, person to person, there's always going to be something there that you want to have face-to-face kind of encounters and talking to people, and that'll probably never change. What will change though is probably the frequency of that. So it's really about companies setting up and saying, okay, well, we're not just going to have people sitting at a desk from 8 till 5, never talking to anyone. They have to really focus on how do they now embed those items that came naturally in an office environment into a remote environment. And that's a change management and work that needs to be really thought about by companies.
And as you're talking, I'm actually thinking about what it actually takes to get work done, because apart from the normal, outputs that people have in their jobs, there are a lot of different factors, communication, etc. So when you guys were coming up with Flow State and the modules that you guys do have in it, like, how do you decide what to actually prioritize? And, is it input coming in from clients to say we want this feature, or do you have you guys sort of done a comprehensive study of what it takes to get especially programs, that are complex and have a lot of different sequences, a lot of different tasks involved? How did you guys actually go about that?
All of the above, really. So obviously our clients give us feedback on kind of things they'd like to have in the system, elements that work well for them, what they'd like different. But also, between the management team, there's a lot of experience. I've run large scale programs and PMOs across the world. Mark has, the rest of the team has run massive programs. So between what we've done, coming on like 100 years worth of experience in this kind of environment, we've also put the best of breed of what we've done over the past, 20 years accumulatively together. What have we seen that works? What's worked in different environments? What works for banks? What works for different kind of sectors? Things like that. And we've built in what we believe works, and our clients agree. But also then if they have something in particular that they like to see, we build that in for them.
And then on the last point, I remember you mentioned earlier on that flow state is one of the things that you guys are doing as a company. What other things, what other solutions do you guys actually provide?
So Fluid Business Solutions is a set of managed service solutions. So we have each individual item. We can do project management, we can do meeting management, we can do kind of task tracking. Flow State is taking all of it and putting it together to run one large scale initiative or a portfolio of initiatives. So it's really almost like a menu offering that you can choose from and say, actually, I don't need to do all of that. I just want to focus on making my meetings better and automated.
So that's been us. We're with the Chief Operating Officer of Flow State, that is Jared Whittaker. And he was joining us from the UK, giving us some insight into their company, but interesting discussion around managing remote teams more efficiently. He was giving us some insight into the solution that they have provided, and he says that he doesn't see people going back to work as being a threat, and that their solution is something that can be used across the board. Also getting into a discussion just around where life is going at the moment. A lot of people thought that by January we would be back at work, but that hasn't been so. And he was just giving us some insight into the different types of businesses that are using remote working, because some people had in-house operations, on-premises workers, and had to shift to remote working, whilst others have had to start businesses in this remote working environment. So thank you so much, Jared. Thank you so much for joining us for today.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Quite a good place for us to start the year for the Business Day Spotlight, you know, just talking about remote working. And it's one of those trends, we said it multiple times during the conversation, that a lot of employers thought that by January we'd all be back at work in offices and just going about normal life. And the second wave has actually proved otherwise. So it is an important discussion to be having. And the longer that remote working has gone on for, a lot of people tried to get their people back to work mid last year as we entered level 3 into level 2. But as it's more of a threat, rising cases, etc., it just cements the fact that this is something that's going to be here to stay. We might not completely get into a situation where it is 100% on the side of remote working per se, but significantly it is going to change how we exist. And going forward, what will be more interesting to see is as vaccinations become more widespread and more people become immune and we achieve that herd immunity, what some of those policies are going to be just around remote working. At the same time, also just wondering what happens to the work week, because traditionally Monday to Friday in a lot of developed and developing countries, that is, those are the days of working. Are we going to see a situation where people do maybe Monday and Tuesday in office and then the rest of the week they're at home? How is all of that going to work? These are discussions, and we are going to be exploring more and more topics like this in 2021. So that's been it for this edition. It is our first one of the new year. We look forward to having you guys joining us for more episodes through the year. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we're hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller, together with Modiehi Mashemaete. I've been Mudiwa Gabaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.